We've been mentioning bees a lot this morning. Our theme is around bees, and I want to talk about bees for a number of reasons. In fact, two specific reasons, because I think they can teach us something. I think there's something we can learn from them. And I thought, what better place to talk about bees than an Every Generation service? It causes a good game to be played. Hopefully you've all written on your post-its something sweet about God that you've experienced, or something sweet you've read about God from the Bible. If you haven't done that, feel free to do that at the end of the service and stick it onto one of the beehives out there. In the game, we had some dance moves, as we said. Some of them was the bottom wiggling sting. Some of it was the flapping arms. But did you know that bees use dance moves to direct other bees to pollen? It's what they do. They dance to direct the rest of the hive to where a good source of pollen is. And they do this because nectar is a sweet source of energy and strength for bees. So directing the colony to the best source is a way that the colony stays strong, particularly through the winter months. And as Christians, we draw strength. We don't draw strength from honey. Honey is tasty and it strengthens our bodies. But we draw spiritual strength from God's word and from his spirit. We draw strength from those things. And so I want us to think a little bit about that together. How do we keep our nectar supply full? How do we keep full on God's spirit? How do we keep full on God's word? Like bees dance to point one another to nectar, we, all of us here, can point one another to the source of our strength, to God. And so for that, I'm going to ask some people up to come and help. This is an Every Generation service, and I thought, what better thing to do than ask a few people last week if they wouldn't mind coming up and sharing, just for 60 seconds, something sweet about God, something to encourage us about God, something maybe they've read in the Bible, something they've experienced in their life, and a way for us to be able to strengthen and encourage one another to do that. So could I welcome up on stage that group of people who I have messaged and communicated with? Do you want to come up on stage? Let's clap them as they come forward. Welcome, welcome. Do come up on the stairs. There's stairs here, stairs there. Welcome, welcome. Do come forward. Welcome, welcome. If you want to make a line along the front here, that would be great for us, please. Wonderful. Excellent. Hello, hello. Welcome. Excellent. Hey, hey. So I'm going to hand the mic along and then you can just pass it from one person to the next. And so I wonder if, as we're listening, just spend a moment listening to their words. And maybe one of these people, as they share, might really speak to your heart. Maybe imagine, like bees dance and point one another to honey, maybe imagine these guys doing their little spiritual dance to point us towards a source of goodness and strength. And so I'll start with Tenny. If I pass you the mic and then just pass it down the line after you've spoken, that would be great. If you could introduce yourself as you go along, that would be great.
Hi everyone, I'm Tenny, and today I'm going to talk to you about a certain story in the Bible that has really stood out to me recently. This story is the story of Samuel. Samuel was the son of a woman named Hannah, and he was raised in the tabernacle by a priest called Eli. One night, Samuel was lying down, and he heard a voice calling out to him, saying, "Samuel, Samuel." So Samuel immediately got up from his rest and ran to Eli's room. But, to his surprise, Eli said, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to where you were." This happened three times until Eli realized it was God calling Samuel. So when the voice called out to Samuel again, Eli told him, "It is the Lord who is calling you, not me. So when you hear the voice again, say, 'Yes, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So when Samuel heard the voice again, he did as Eli told him to. I really connected with this story, not only because of how God was directly speaking to Samuel, but also because it shows that we have the power to directly speak to God. This story taught me that no matter how deep in sin or hurt we are, we can always call on the Lord and he will answer us, and we can follow him completely. In reality, he never stopped calling us in the first place, so we just need to listen to him and he will guide us through all the ups and downs, no matter how hard it is. So if you ever believe that God doesn't want anything to do with you, stop believing that, because he is the one calling you to follow him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, that was so sweet. I don't know how to top that. Yeah, it was really good. So for me, I was really thinking about, there was just so many to pick from, but I think the one that I personally went with is a time when I was just going through it. I was just going through life, and I'd been reading actually the part that we don't like to read in the Bible, where he talks about the measurements and he talks about, you know, creating and making the tabernacle and the priest garments. And then later on, of course, you see similar things happening with the wall of Jerusalem at the end with the stones and everything. Now, that's a lot of information, but I did bring a prop with me. So I was going through a really difficult time, and I was praying, and God was showing me these things, and he started speaking to me about making a necklace together, and he wanted to make a necklace with me. And so I went and I found the stones, each stone again coming from the inspiration of the wall of Jerusalem, and also right in the middle there, the orange really signifying the Holy Spirit. And again, because there's five stones on there, it's the number of grace in scripture. So everywhere I go, I try to take it with me. I don't idolize it, but it's just a reminder that God is saying, hey, I'm with you, even when you're going through difficult times. And the last thing I'll say about this as well is, when I did all of this, I did it in faith. I didn't have the money, but then as soon as it was ready for me to pay for it, God delivered the money, and it came from where I didn't even think, I didn't even know it was coming from. So I just praise God for the little things, because yeah, that's my sweet story.
Hi, I'm Tamina, and on Easter Sunday 2023, I got baptized. It was amazing, and all my loved ones were there with me, and it was a huge day. But after, I was quite confused. I wondered, why am I not feeling closer to God like the people online do? What I didn't realize was that not everything happens right away. It comes when God chooses for it to come. My sweet moment was at DTI. At DTI, we spent every morning and every evening worshiping God with thousands of others. Lively songs and amazing sermons that, at least for me, made me feel more seen by God. During the day, there were many seminars giving us greater understanding of God, also including activities at times. Even during the after hours, we spent lots of time with God. One of the best parts being I was surrounded by other people also on fire for God. So I might not have felt very connected with God when I first got baptized, but the sweet moment was soon after. I loved it.
Good morning to you here and online. My name is Wendy, and I represent the younger part of this group here. And I love this theme about bees and doing their dance and just directing to the source of nectar, which is Jesus, the sweetness. Don't you love the way that he infuses unexpected times and places with his presence, the sweetness of his presence? So instead of talking about scripture, which is what I usually do when I get up here, I want to talk about three instances this week where I was just so overwhelmed by this infusion, and it's an unseen intimacy. Nobody looking on the outside would even know, but it's an unseen intimacy of the sweetness of his presence. And one was on Wednesday when I was working at Refuel in the kitchen. Sharon was there, and we were just filled with joy. It was one of those mornings as we had the big pots and we were cooking. There was the joy of the Lord that was almost tangible and wonderful. And when I drove home afterwards, it was bubbling. And I just knew he had been with us in that kitchen as we were chopping and working and stirring in the most extraordinary and beautiful way, the sweetness of his presence. And then the next day on Thursday, I was collecting at a big supermarket in St. Albans for my Rotary Club. We always stand with a bucket and we collect for the homeless and for refugees and for polio eradication. I've done it so many times. But as I stood there this Thursday, three times, and it's never happened before, people came by who really looked as if they didn't have much to give, but they came and they dropped a few coins in the bucket. And on three occasions, first was a young man, second was a woman, and the third was an older man, came up, and as they looked at me, they said, I'm giving to this charity because I was homeless, and through what you're doing, somebody helped me and got me back on my feet. And that happened one after the next this last Thursday when I was collecting for a couple of hours. And I was overwhelmed in those moments by the sweetness of the compassion and the love of Jesus to such an extent I wanted to hug them. That's our Lord. And then finally, Friday night, it was a beautiful big moon. And as I got into bed, I opened my curtains because it was clear and the moonlight was shining in. And I fell asleep in the moonlight. But I woke up some hours later with this intense light. It was like a spotlight shining in. And I got up and I thought, what is the time? I checked on my phone. It was 3 a.m. And I looked outside and there was this huge moon. And around it is something I've never seen, a rainbow, a huge halo rainbow around the moon. Wow. And I looked it up on my phone, and it is because of the ice crystals, the refraction of moonlight on ice crystals causes a rainbow halo effect. I've never seen that. And I was just lost in the wonder of the awe of our creator. The magnificence of God, who is the master of this universe. So I wanted to share the joy in the kitchen, the compassion standing collecting with a bucket, and the glory of God in my room. Sweet moments of his presence.
That was so beautiful. And the funny thing is, I'm going to talk about his presence as well. So God is so good. Now, because I've got 2 minutes, Pastor Edward. I've been told, my family's just laughing, like, when you talk about the sweetness of God, there's so much to say and it's hard to pick something. I don't know about anyone else, but anyway, 2 minutes it is. So let me start by just saying, hello, darling. It's my son, my sweetness. Hello, darling. In a minute. Let mommy talk to you after me. Do you want to stand next to mommy? Thank you so much. So let me just start by saying that I was having such a challenging situation, and it just turned into a challenging hour, a challenging day, a challenging week, a challenging month. And it just felt like everything around me was just spiraling out of control. You know, one of those seasons, now, no matter what you try to do to try to sort the situation out, it just gets worse. And I was just thinking to myself, what do I do next? What do I do next? But I just thought, I just want to be in his presence. What I hadn't done throughout this time was to sit and be in God's presence. And thank you, darling. And so when I was sitting thinking about how I can just be in God's presence, I just thought the best thing I can do, just go to his word. I went over to Isaiah 30, starting from 19, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, and it reads, "We will weep no longer. He will most certainly be gracious to us at the sound of our cry for help. When he hears it, he will answer." It then goes on to say, "Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way to walk in it. Whether you turn to the left or you turn to the right, his sweet presence is with you always." So I just want to say, as you start to walk to work, you just get God's sweet presence. As you walk into the operating theatre, get God's presence. When you're going into that meeting room, you're not sure what to say or to do, get into God's presence. God's presence is what we need. And then you're going to be like, okay, Elizabeth, how do I get this presence, you know? And I just want to say, you can get his presence is by prayer. Just ask him for it. Ask him for his presence. Ask him to come and just be with us during that time. Be around fellow believers. We have a connect group, Luton Dunstable, quick shout out. Or you can go to any connect group that is close to you. And the good thing about our church is we have a connect group every single day of the week for us to be able to connect to other people. Even when we're feeling weak and you get around your fellow people, they will make us strong during that time in his presence. Then let me just quickly just end by saying that we can try to look for everything else. And we can try to get that friend who can help us. We can look at that comedy kind of movie that can just make us laugh. We can go to our spouse. And let me just quickly say, I have a lovely spouse who's behind me here. And he really does help cultivate me. He's like, in a positive way, he's like my lifter upper. But actually, when you're going through stuff, you need God's presence. those things are beautiful within itself, but actually, just sitting in God's presence is what actually meets our needs. When we're looking for something, it's God's presence is what will be with us always. Let me end by saying, my prayer for us today is may we constantly be in God's presence and rest in his sweet, perfect peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
Good job. Oh, thank you, darling.
Precious. Excellent. Thank you so much, each of you. As they take their seats, let's clap them to encourage. That was beautiful, wasn't it? Hearing those different moments of sweetness that each of them have experienced. And hopefully within that, there was something that might point you to Jesus as they did their little honeybee dance. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34, verse 8. We taste and see that the Lord is good. Doing that in community is the most pungent way to taste God's goodness. As I make my second point, maybe I can invite the band up and I could probably pass this microphone to my wife. Thank you very much. My second point is that each of us play a different role within our church. Yeah, each of us, whatever age or stage we're at, we play a different role in our church community. We are family together and we are strong as each of us play their different role. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says this. You're probably familiar with it. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You are God's handiwork. You might be doubting that this morning, but can I tell you that God's word says that over your life, that you have been shaped and formed. There's nothing irregularly wrong with you. There's something beautifully irregular with each of us. And that uniqueness is what calls you into God's purposes for your life. Each of us have a uniqueness. We need to step into that. Did you know that foraging scouts, the honeybees, they can travel up to 14 kilometres from their beehive to find new sources of nectar? That helps the colony to become efficient, encouraging them to channel their energy towards more nutritious areas. The hive is therefore filled with healthy, nutritious honey, particularly through the winter months. I think there's something prophetic in this for us, because if the scout bees decided they wanted to be hive bees, and instead of going out to find this rich source of nectar, they were trying to repair cracks in the hive or cover foreign particles that are too large to remove, then there'd be a reduction in the quality and quantity of the honey in that hive. If the hive bees decided they no longer wanted to build those structures, but instead they would rather do something different, then they would cause an issue with the structure of the hive and being able to store the honey that's required. Each of us have been blessed with a set of gifts that are there to build the church. Both build the church locally here, but build God's global capital C church across the nations. And so can I ask some questions? What role or what roles can you excel at which will build his church? What ways on Sunday here or what ways through the week here can you help build the church community? At what ways beyond this church family can you help extend the reach to reach the lost? There's a dying world out there and we want to love them well. Whatever your age, whatever your stage, whatever your situation, God is calling you. God is calling you into community where we dance together. And God is calling us into community where we serve together. If you feel like you're not sure where you're called to, if you feel like you're struggling with that, then do come and talk to one of the pastors, talk to your Connect Group leader, talk to a friend. So we've been thinking about bees a lot. I'm going to bring this into close now, just to remind us of those two points. First of all, that we can help one another to taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you have a bee dance that can point others to God? And the second is that we are called and equipped. We are called and equipped. Ephesians teaches us that. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. So whatever your role is for building the church, we need you. If we want to stand, we're going to have a time of worship.